because you made it. Shout because you have a right. Now I'm going to try again. Shout because you have a right.
Yeah.
I'm already feeling it. I'm already feeling it. I'm already sensing it. I'm already in touch with that great, 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 great yoke destroying, burden removing, anointing of the Holy Spirit. Give God praise. Give Him glory. That's it. Let that heavenly language out. All right, here it is. 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 You know Cody, who was born without a cerebellum. Now, just think about your situation right now. Okay, is your situation less than that? I'm asking you. You know what you've been whining about and crying about and wringing your hands about and walking the floor about and woe is me and Charlie Brown and why is everybody always picking on me and how could God let this happen to me? How many of you were not born with just a brain stem? Okay, you had something more than a brain. Some of you are not sure how I'm one. Right? Well, it was after a Wednesday night service had been dismissed. I'm going to try again. Because see, you come in here in the middle of the week and you had to fight devils to get here and you had to fight traffic to get up in here and you had to get yourself a McDonald's or something, heart attack in a paper sack to get in here. You had to do something and yet, but you made it. Do you sense His presence? He's here. Give Him glory. Oh, whoa, whoa. Cody. It was after a Wednesday night service. It was after a Wednesday night service. We'd already dismissed. The lights were down. And his parents brought him up here to me. Right over here. They brought him to me right here, right here. And they said, would you pray for this boy? His head was larger than his shoulders. He had hydroencephaly, commonly known as water on the brain. What am I doing? The same God. The same God. The same God. The self-same God is here right now. Give Him glory. Just start saying it right out loud. There's nothing too hard for my God. There's nothing too... There's nothing too hard for my God. Nothing is impossible with my God. It is impossible for my God to do nothing. You better watch out. He'll put your marriage back together. You better hold up. You better hold that praise back. Something about to show up in your bank account you had no idea was coming. You better quiet down. God's about to heal your back. You better quiet down. Cancer's about to go. You better quiet down. You better stop that. Do you want a miracle bad enough to shout just a little bit longer? Psalm 107, verse 20. Come on, Dr. Dupree. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. I'm just seeing how bad you want a miracle. I said, I'm just seeing how bad you want a miracle. You want it bad enough to memorize some scripture? You want it bad enough to get up in the morning and say, if I don't get my cappuccino, I'm going to get Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Get it! Learn it! Love it! Live by it! Psalm 107, verse 20. Hey, if you have to open your Bible and read it, don't stand there and fake it. Get it in your belly. Get your Bible open. Get it in your hand. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. Well, last time. And before you do it, stomp both feet. He sent his word. I need everybody that truly believes that, thinking that that infection is going. I want everybody right now to curse infection. Right now. Curse it. Every infection. Get out of our bodies. Get out of our bodies. Now. 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 Right there, prayed for Cody. Lights were out, no visible change. Walked off the platform. I used to go out that way. Walked off the platform. Next thing I knew, I'm watching the 6 o'clock news. And side by side, they have that baby with no cerebellum. And then right beside it, a fully formed cerebellum, and they had to put it on the 6 o'clock news, and I will never stop shouting about it. No, I won't. God's healing your female organs right now. Right, jump up and down right now. Okay, I heard you, God. God wants every woman that has difficulty with your cycle to run down here right now. Look at me. Look at me. Heal! Listen to me. You're the Holy Ghost guinea pigs tonight. Stomp your right foot. Stomp your left foot. Look down at the ground and say, when I leave this spot, I will never, ever put up with it again. In the name of Jesus, I have a right to be healed now, now, now. I have a right. Oh, you better get ready. Son of God! Shout, he's here right now. He's here. His presence. Look up here at me. I told you, when you leave this spot, you're healed. '79, my sister was given 3 months to live, 35 prescribed medications a day, including 5 different narcotics, Schedule 1 narcotics, given 3 months to live and sent home to die. In Indianapolis, Indiana, with Dr. Jimmy Dupree there, the Spirit of the Lord began coming upon me. I didn't even know what it was. I laid hands on the end of one line, and 150 people were slain in the spirit. Shout! Don't ever stop being thankful. That's how this got here. Shout in it. Shout in it. Somebody spin, somebody wave, somebody clap.
I give you glory, glory.
Give him glory.
I give you glory, glory. Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
Shout.
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
1979, you ushers. You ushers better get ready. Just touch 3 people and tell them something about to happen. God, the Holy Ghost just reminded me that he told us we were going to see 3 miracles. 2 were coming by angelic intervention. And then we would witness the greatest miracle we've ever seen with our own eyes. Somebody shout tonight. I'm telling you, you can get healed right now. Right now. Get ready, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. '79, I laid hands on that first one. Every one of them fell out under the power of God. I'd never seen that. I didn't even know what it was. Nobody ever taught me to lay hands on anybody. I never seen it. I didn't know what it was. Pray in the Holy Ghost. God's putting his healing power in your hands. You, now, 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 throw your hands up. Both hands, shout!
Yeah, I give you glory, glory. I give you.
You want to see your children healed? Get this shouting!
Glory, glory, Jesus.
Well, I don't shout. Learn to shout. Obviously, what you've been doing's not working. Shout! The third woman in that line. Okay, all you women, turn around and look at me. Turn around and look at me. The third woman in that line 1979, the Adams Mark Hotel, Indianapolis, Indiana. Third woman in the line had her womb, her ovaries, her fallopian tubes removed surgically. She got in that line. You're never going to suffer again after tonight. If you sense 1 ounce of the anointing, give him glory. She came back the next night. She had gone to the gynecologist, whom she brought with her back the second night. She's testified with her gynecologist, who had removed her womb, her fallopian tubes, and her ovaries, that not only were all of her organs back in her body, God is no respecter of persons. What he did for anybody, he'll do for you.
Yes, he will.
Shout, I have a right, I have a right. Healing is a children's bread. I have a right. Healing is a children's bread. I have a right. Press your rights. Now, God the Holy Ghost just told me not to be concerned about what's happening right now. One of the greatest healings I ever saw in my life was in Manila, the Philippines. My pastor's niece-in-law, nephew's wife, was stricken with an incurable viral infection. She could not lift her hand up from her body. Beautiful woman. She was the worship leader and choir director at a church of 150,000 people in attendance. Struck down, she said, when they released her from the hospital and sent her home to die, she said, if I die, I'll die on the front row of that church. Now get me there. They brought her on a pallet, and for 6 months' time, she laid on a pallet on the front row of that church. And after 6 months' time, God sent a tornado and lifted her up and healed her in an instant, and she's never looked back. Shout and praise.
Give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory.
Praise him that he is the eternally self-existent God who heals. I have a question for you. Don't lie to me. Do you sense the presence, the hovering presence of God? Do you sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Then would you please, please lift your hands and bless him.
Hallelujah.
seconds, you will praise him with all your might, giving him glory for what he has done in your past. He's about to step into your future. And when you get to your tomorrow, your healing is waiting. Healing people's teeth. TMJ is being healed right now. An elbow condition is being touched by God. Three backs are being healed. You feel something supernatural going up and down your back. God is healing you now. Psalm 107, verse 20.
He sent his word.
Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20, as loud as you can. You say, Pastor Rod, why do you want us to shout? Why do you want us to lift our voice? Why do you want us to be demonstrative? Because anybody can sit there. It takes effort to press in your whole heart, mind, soul, strength. Glorify God in your body, which is the Lord's. Somebody say miracles, signs, wonders. All of you ladies, shout, I will not leave this spot without it. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Every time you say it, it's happening. Say it again. That woman came back with her gynecologist. She testified, as did her doctor, that she not only had all of her female organs back. I'm not talking about a healing, I'm talking about a miracle. A miracle is the suspension of natural law. She was 3 months pregnant.
Hallelujah.
I dare you to tell three people, God can do all things. Stop praising him. Trying to heal a left eye right now. If you get in agreement with him, it's done.
Hallelujah. It's already done. Say it's already done. It's already done.
God is supernaturally evening out male and female hormones. Hormones. Right now. Now. Estrogen. Testosterone. Be normal. Be normal. Now! Now! Thyroids! Thyroids! Be normal! Now! I bind every knot, every lump, every growth, every cyst. Shout! Go now!
Go now.
Now worship.
I give you glory.
Just keep saying, I got a right. I have a right. I have a right to healing and wholeness.
Give you glory, Lord. Give you glory, Lord. Give you glory, Lord. Jesus.
In 1979, I came back from that meeting. I walked to the pulpit of a 180-seat Baptist church. And I remember exactly what I said, and I don't need a tape to know. God said, anything that happened in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or the book of Acts, from this day forward, will not only be possible, it will be probable in this church, says the Lord. That was 34 years ago. Shout, because God does not lie. I walked to the pulpit of that little Baptist church. These are the confessions of a Baptist preacher. In one weekend, God totally delivered my sister, threw all her drugs away. Walked out of that building, said, where am I? And she lived nearly another 30 years, not 3 months. Somebody needs to say, I have a right. Mephibosheth, get out from underneath that table. You're a king's kid. Shout like one. Praise like one. When did Cody receive his healing? There's his dad. After Wednesday night was dismissed. And we're still in here now. Last Wednesday night, I preached a while, laid hands on people for a while. Then we went to ministering to people around the altar. About 20 minutes after that, a lady came up. She said, my dad's over 80 years old. He's been, for the last 3 years, driving from Circleville to this church. He's an usher. She said a few weeks ago, he was driving home on a Sunday night, was in an automobile accident. He's laid up yonder in the hospital with a broken neck and broken ribs. He's in terrible shape. Would you pray? So we prayed. The next day, something happened. There's no sign that he ever had a broken bone. People that take a lap.
Glory to the Lord. I give you glory.
I don't care what they're doing at the church down the road. It doesn't matter to me what they're doing at the church down the road. I believe Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Get ready, get ready. In 1979, I said what happened in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John in the book of Acts is not only possible, it's probable. I said, if you're sick in your body, come to this altar right now. We only had 3 aisles, and they weren't this big. I want the people I said to be in those aisles right now. When God gives you an instruction, stay with it until he gives you another one. I've been on this one for now 35 years. In a Baptist church like that, or at least ours, everybody was sick. They jumped up and they started streaming down those 3 aisles. But not one of them made it to the altar. And they got right there where I've got these people standing. Get in the aisle. Please get in the aisle. When they got right there, the power of God hit them. You're about to get hit. They piled up like cordwood. God put new hearts in them. Some of them threw their eyeglasses away. Sugar diabetes was healed. Homes were put back together. And God said, tonight, I don't know why, tonight, I'm gonna do it again. There it is, shout! With everyone, head toward those 3 aisles when I say 3, and everybody shout 1, 2, 3. testimony. That's that man's testimony. Give God glory.
I give you glory, glory, yeah,
glory, glory,
yeah,
glory, glory, Jesus,
yeah, yeah. Give you glory, Jesus.
Now let me tell you what just happened. Let me tell you what just happened. If you have sensed the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this place tonight, I mean, come on, y'all. This is Wednesday night. There are 2,000 people in here on a Wednesday night, and God is moving. Now let me tell you where this anointing came from. Let me tell you where this anointing came from. Psalm, do I have an elder or someone? Or are we all just looking around? You better get ready. They're going to start crying out in the parking lot. You better get ready. I've been in this before. I just heard God say, no, you haven't. I heard him right there. He said, no, you haven't. I've been in some stuff. I've watched brains come into heads. I've watched people get off 35 medications in an instant. I watched a man with a broken neck and broken ribs be healed. I watch tumors fall out of people's bodies. Be seated. If you're not already, and if you are already, that's wonderful. Get a Bible. Get a Bible, please. Get a Bible. We don't need conversations, and we don't need to be looking for mints, and we don't listen to me. Get a Bible. Let me tell you where this anointing tonight came from. Okay? Because it wasn't here till I hit the platform. When I hit the platform, about the time I told Dr. Dupree to forget the board, it hit me. And God, the Holy Spirit, while I was standing right here, spoke up in my spirit, because naturally I'm fighting back and forth with myself. Well, I need to teach them the Bible. I need to give them all this. You know, after all, that's what they came for. But I will not walk away. Sometimes the anointing to teach is there. Sometimes the anointing to preach is there. Sometimes the anointing to pray for people is there. Sometimes the anointing to shout is there. Sometimes the anointing to pray is there. Just whatever. I'm a full believer that the problem with 95% of churches and preachers is they have absolutely no ability to hear, discern, or respond to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They have their plan, and that's it. Now, while I was standing right over there, God wants you to have a teaching moment. A teaching moment. where you learn something you will never forget. I don't know how many books of the Bible I have read this week since Sunday. I don't even know how many. I can't stop. You say, is God giving you revelation? Nope. Not a single sermon. Not a single thought. Nothing. But to continue to teach me so that I can teach you, the anointing is on the word. Get in it. Get in it. Lay your hands on your Bible and say, the anointing for anything I need in my life is right here. You go to a pharmacist and he crushes up a bunch of chemicals, bakes them in a pill, hides behind a glass and slides it out to you. And you wouldn't miss a dose. You don't know him. You don't know the pharmaceutical company. You've never taken that medication before, but you got all the faith in the world in it. Lay your hands on your new pharmacy. Lift your hands to the healer and give him praise. He sent his word and healed them. His word. Jesus is the word. That doesn't do you any good. In the beginning was the Word. Okay, that doesn't help you. And the Word was with God. Well, as if he needs it. That didn't help you. And the Word was God. Okay, that still doesn't help you. That's John 1:1. But if you drop down to John 1:14, then your Bible in three perfect couplets says, in the beginning was the Word, verse 1. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. And the Word was with God. No, wait a minute. Verse 14, and dwelt, sat down among us. And the Word was God. Verse 14. And we beheld the manifested tangibility of God at work in us. He sent his word. It's laying right there on your lap. Of course, I don't know how much time you spend in it since last Sunday. See, I don't know. Well, I just, you know, I'm so busy. Well, maybe we're too busy. You had time to go to the grocery. You had time to, Mother Parsley would say, pigtail your hair and put on your pokeberry. You had time to watch television. You had time to go to your job. You had time to, you know, wash your dishes or go to the golf course. You had time to make sure you ate three meals a day. That's why your body looks like it does and your spirit looks like it does. Hallelujah. I'm talking too long now. Amen. I hadn't had to look for room out there on Jack Johnson Field. I've been out there morning and night. twice by myself. I had to run the staff off there to even be there to be an encouragement to others. Amen. Come on now. This is not a religious place. This is not, you know, that's not what this is. This is not a museum for saints, honey. This is basic training for God's supernatural behind the enemy lines infantry. That's what this is. Get ready. Get in the Word. Get in the Word now. Renew that. Get in the Word. There's an anointing on you. I can prophetically speak to you right now that there are at least 10 people in this room tonight that if you'll just stay in the Word this week, by this time next week, you will have a notable healing. Nobody will lay hands on you. Nobody will touch you. No, just get in the Word. There's an anointing on that Word. Get in it. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together and let's approach the altar of the Lord, worshiping and thanking Him for this wonderful, wonderful anointing. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.